This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I hate to say we told you so, but we've got to do that because they're always saying we're fake news because we're the opposite. We've got to build straw men, make up things we didn't say, take them out of context. But it's not working. And now, Evan Rachel Wood, big Hollywood star, has come out and said Hollywood's pedophilia addiction is the next dam to break. Well, it's already breaking. Just as we told you months ago, it was coming. This is a death battle, a total war. Leanne McAdoo, well, what would you call this period of history we're in right now? Because we do this so much. Our nose is so close to the grindstone. I just want listeners to understand, because of them and everybody together, good against evil, we are having epic victories. There's also bad stuff happening, but we really should be celebrating the victories we're having, and they've been at a high cost because, you know, the tide is turning, Leanne.
It really is. And that's what I think is difficult for people. What we really have to struggle to do is focus on those victories and focus on the fact you want to get caught up in the fact that the news is still denying the Uranium One story. They're still hiding these sexual predators in Hollywood, but you can't. You got to focus on the victories. Focus on the fact that Harvey Weinstein, he's just their first.
And that you're able to spread the news and you're able to gather the news yourself. You are the resistance. You are the victory.
We are alive at such a great time right now where we really can play a major role in shifting the consciousness on this planet. I think it's already begun. Even just realizing that this, all these sexual predatory nature there, that these women with the whole Me Too campaign, a lot of people are seeing that it's every woman, most women, I won't say every woman, but it's very prevalent. It's not a partisan issue. It's everywhere. And I think that that's really helping to shift the consciousness of, you know, quality men out there who are starting to say, yeah, you know, this is something, and we're not going to be complicit in allowing women to continue to be treated like this. Now let's do something about the children that we've been ignoring for quite some time. I mean, what kind of a sick person, you know, I don't want to get back into those Podesta emails, but I mean, what kind of a sick person is thinking, yeah, I want to go to an adult party with kids around? I mean, that's the last thing.
We're going to have kids in the hot tub for your entertainment, you know. These kids know what to do, but, you know, they can still be kids. The kids know what to do. And $64,000 in succulent hot dogs?
Yeah. I mean, it's just something's fishy in Denmark, I think the saying is. And they're, you know, it's.
Well, look at who Podesta says his number one enemies are. It's InfoWars. He's literally obsessed with InfoWars and trying to shut us down. I wonder why.
Right. People who allow someone to come on and speak their mind. We don't edit the interviews. Well, yeah, we might put out some highlight clips, but then we'll put the entire interview out in full so people know that we're not taking them out of context or feeding them lines or telling them what to say. I mean, well, that's a crazy thing in this day and age.
90% of what we do, Leanne, is live.
Exactly. Teleprompter free. So that's frightening to them, that they can see people are just speaking from the heart and speaking truthfully and not being fed these lines. That's what I think when I look at the news anchor on the ABC Nightly News. I mean, he seems like a great guy. I wonder what if he truly is in such a bubble that he doesn't realize that he's not giving
his
audience
the biggest story
ever.
They're selfish, even if they're not evil. They're just so selfish on their own little career and becoming, you know, the head guy and keeping that position. Mm-hmm. That they're just thinking about themselves, because people have been taught, think about yourself, you get ahead. Not at the end of a whole time period, not at a new turning. This is the time where you won't have to wait till you die to be punished. If you choose wrong during this great turning that's happening, you're going to get punished in this life as well.
Right, and that's something that I've been just kind of thinking about a lot lately. A lot of these powerful people truly believe that, well, first of all, I'm sure they don't believe in God, so they don't believe in heaven or hell. They think, you know what, whatever, oh, sure, yeah, I'll deal with it in the afterlife. Ha, ha, ha. They're getting theirs right now, and they are going to have to deal with the consequences of all the evil that they have done. It's exciting.
By the way, I hadn't even seen that newest Podesta email saying, see me eat crap. See what he's obsessed with? Boy, I tell you, what a nasty, nasty person. And then what is he claiming I'm eating crow on? I tell you what, it's simply amazing. All right, thank you, Leanne.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Jack Posobiec of Naval Intelligence and of one of the biggest Trump groups in the country, great investigative journalist, is going to be taking over. But right now, I wanted to finish up with some of the biggest news of the day. Vladimir Putin is known for having these 3, 4, 5, 6 hour pressers where they let the entire international press in, including people like Megyn Kelly, people that are adversarial, to ask him questions, and he gives long form, complex answers. And his latest breakdown yesterday was particularly informative. Putin, Hillary behind Russian collusion, hysteria, and elites disrespect voters. That's a Kit Daniels article. Here's another one. Putin vows to respond immediately and systematically if U.S. leaves Cold War nuke treaty. So let's go ahead and play some of these clips so we can get the perspective from Russia. That doesn't mean we're on the Russian payroll. It means we're getting Russia's perspective, which the globalists don't want us to have. But it's more important than that. Putin met secretly with Bill Clinton and Hillary. He did the Uranium One deal that got him a third of the U.S. uranium, a good move for Russia. Very treasonous, though, by the Clintons. So Putin knows a lot, and there's been quite a bit of talk about information coming out soon about the Clintons and who was really working with the Russians and anybody else that would pay them. That's why they were so desperate to go after Trump and his supporters, saying we were Russian agents with no proof, because that's how you change the subject if you're John Podesta and his brother getting money from the Russians, Uranium One. So who's eating the old you-know-what now, Mr. Podesta? Let's go ahead here and get to this clip. Putin, Hillary behind Russia collusion hysteria, and elites disrespect Trump voters. Oh, yeah, they hate Trump because they hate you, flyover country.
Well, first of all, for the critical things and critical things that I've mentioned, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that in the United States, you, of course, you know this, there is an unprecedented anti-Russian campaign being waged in the United States from the outgoing administration of Mr. Obama, and now it's not over still. Why are you surprised with my critical attitude towards previous and today's administration? I just don't understand this, because the U.S. has these unprecedented Russian campaign, which has not been provoked by anything. Someone has lost the elections to Mr. Trump, and Russia was blamed for this. And then they unfold this anti-Russian hysteria. Any issue, any failure is linked with Russia. Isn't that the truth? Yes, yes, this is how it is. On any issue, you can find Russian meddling, and they find this meddling.
Now, let's go to the next clip where he goes more into this. Russian president believes Trump supporters deserve more respect. Well, no. They're all deplorables. They're all racist. They're all KKK. Think about how weaponized that lie is. In fact, even Bloomberg had to admit, if he did a breakdown of who put Trump over the top, it was the very same voting bloc that voted for Obama. We just want change. We want prosperity. We want unity. And that's what Trump's really been calling for. But first, we've got to admit we've got a country, if that's going to be the case. Because the globalists want to say, oh, no, surrender. Get rid of the idea of sovereignty or you even having jobs. Give in to our political correctness, and then we'll let you have a future. So here it is. Russia president believes Trump supporters deserve more respect.
Among all the major powers, Russia, United States, China, India, Japan, or Germany, or Great Britain, almost every major power has a competent and capable leaders like yourself, except the number one power, United States. We happen to have a president, unfortunately, that needs to be managed, although it remains to be seen if he's manageable or not. And you have been very successful.
Hit pause for a minute. So you've got this journalist from some state-run outfit, I guess in China, coming up saying we need Trump to be managed. Oh, you're a great leader, Putin, but you know, Trump needs to be managed. And then this is how Putin responds. So you need to respect the voters of the United States. Wow. No wonder our media doesn't play clips of what Putin actually says. Here it is.
As a senior president, if you're asked to give advice to Mr. Donald Trump how to be a good president, a president that make a positive contribution to this tradition.
Oh, tell Trump how to be good.
What are you going to say to him? Thank you.
How condescending.
Well, I think that your question is incorrect and maybe even implied, because Mr. Trump was elected by American people. And this is why we have to pay respect towards him, even if we are not agree with some of his positions or views. Inside the country, he's not being respected. This is sad. This is a negative component of American political system. We can argue, but we have to pay respect, even not towards him personally, but towards the people who voted for him. That's the first thing. And the second thing, I've already mentioned this, and I think that the U.S. president doesn't need any advice at all, because in order to be elected, even without, for example, an administrative experience, one should possess the talent and to go through all these ordeals, and he has done this, and he has won. He has done this honestly.
Then he goes on to the final clip I'm going to play, and then Posobiec's coming up. Trump is unpredictable because inside the U.S. he's unable to implement any of his plans. That's partially true, but just cutting regulations and just calling for tax cuts has brought many of the markets and jobs back. Failure on tax cuts really could tank the markets, New York Post reports. Trump tax cuts gains momentum as Rand Paul goes all in. Top Republicans are trying to block that basically and only have modest cuts. They know what they're doing. They want to consolidate and control. But again, remember, everything you heard about Trump has now been put back on the other foot with the Democrats, and there's a media blockade on this, a controlled corporate media, but they can't hold it very long. Because we're the real media, you're the real media, you have a voice, you have an email, you have a telephone, you have a Facebook, you have a Twitter, you can visit InfoWars, you can call C-SPAN, you can't be stopped, and you're not being stopped. So you're winning. To the point they have to admit they openly want to censor us now. Putin, Trump is unpredictable. Here it is.
In last October, you were speaking about the prospects of presidential candidate Donald Trump. You said that you'll be ready to work with any American president, and you don't know what kind of president Mr. Trump will be. And now we have the impression that Trump is so unpredictable, and it seems that with Hillary Clinton, you could have had more clear interaction. What's your opinion on this? Well, do you know how we say, if you think something, you have to put a cross on yourself. Well, this just seems. You better think twice. We don't know what would be the reality, you know? As for the President of the United States, Donald Trump, I can repeat what I've mentioned 1 year ago. I said that we will be working, and now I said that we are working with the President elected by the people of the United States. He's unpredictable because there is a great because inside of the country he is not able to implement any of his plans. For example, in healthcare, there's a great resistance towards his activity. For example, he adopts a decision about migrants, and then the court blocks his decision, and it happens all the time. So we cannot say that he's unpredictable only because of himself. It would be incorrect. It happens because of the American political system. We'll be working
that's
with
good.
The
there's more clips up on newswars.com and prisonplanet.com. A lot of other breaking news and analysis coming up with Jack Posobiec on the other side of this break. But understand the key to this. They have been able to manipulate Trump into being hardline on Russia for no reason when we should be aligned and allied with Russia on so many issues as a Christian nation reforming itself. We need to be reformed as well. But by hyping all the fake Russia stuff, he's been bullied into going along with all this. Once we expose and annihilate the Clintons and the globalists for their crimes with the Chinese, the Russians, everybody else, then we can move forward with the next big human century of exploration and expansion. And, you know, the real pragmatist pro-human views of Trump and the resistance that we the people represent, not just here, but globally. We'll be back on the other side. Jack Posobiec straight ahead. Please spread the live video links where you're watching us right now to everyone you know, because you are the resistance, you are the power.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The Empire is on the run, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Posobiec, your host, coming in here for the fourth hour, filling in, filling your minds full of the truth, trying to push back on the lies of the mainstream media and the false narratives and disinformation that they perpetuate. So this week, we've been talking so much, and Washington, D.C., internally, if not externally, is talking and reeling about the fact that the FBI actually investigated the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation for their ties, $145 million payment from Russian oligarchs from Putin to the Clintons. Now, with the new news that's coming out, and it's incredible because it's probably the buried lead of the century. Buried lead means when there's a subject, a title on an article. You see the headline there, it says, Bill Clinton sought State Department's permission to meet with Russian nuclear official. So you read that headline, you say, oh, okay, that's interesting. He sought the State Department's permission. But if you scroll way, way down into the article, and Alex has been hitting this up so much today, we actually find that Bill Clinton, instead of meeting with the nuclear officials, had a secret meeting with Vladimir Putin at his private home, his dacha out there in Russia. So instead of this innocuous headline that says, oh, he sought permission to meet with some officials, the headline didn't happen. Actually, he met with Vladimir Putin prior to the payment, $145 million. So that is the sort of thing that we have to do here on the show, is explain to people that the headline and the content frequently do not match when you are reading mainstream media articles. It is a dissection of these media articles that we have to do. Now, Newsweek, I was very surprised that they actually allowed this headline to run, but it did come out earlier this morning that Newsweek did put up the headline that Bill Clinton met with Putin during this uranium deal, similar to how he met with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac. I'm sure that he and Putin simply talked about grandchildren yoga and wedding planning, like in Hillary's emails, right? So after a year and a half of supposed investigation into Donald Trump and his ties to Putin, we actually find that it's already been known all along that Bill Clinton met with Vladimir Putin and this money came out. So one thing that I wanted to do today is backtrack a little bit and cover some ground that we've already covered before and that InfoWars has done such a great job of covering in the past, but go back and look at it, break down this Uranium One deal a little bit more in light of this new information that they were under FBI investigation seemingly the entire time. Now, I want to go back to the Panama Papers. The Panama Papers were released early 2016. It was a leak of massive funding, secret accounts in the Cayman Islands held by the elites. And through those, we found connections from John and Tony Podesta. Yes, the Podesta Group taking money directly from Sberbank. Now, Sberbank is Russia's largest bank. It is very much tied to the Russian state. And in many cases, they have been alleged, and in many cases, they've been tied to Russian intelligence, specifically the SVR, which is essentially Russia's version of the CIA. Sberbank has been noted as a potential front group for SVR operations with their branches throughout the world. So where we see a branch of Sberbank, people allege that it may also be a front organization for the SVR to run operations out of, clandestine operations to collect intelligence. And we know that Russian intelligence is operating throughout the West, much the same way that American intelligence is operating in Russia and many other places. So the money that they took at the Podesta Group while this uranium deal was going on. Now, of course, John Podesta, an advisor to President Obama and the chairman of the Hillary Clinton campaign, the highest levels of the Clinton organization and the Democrat Party are taking millions of dollars from the Russians. They're tied to these Russian intelligence. And actually, Sberbank or SVR, if you go back a little bit into their history, you can actually find accusations of the funding of terrorist acts and false flags by Ukraine in the run-up to the Ukraine invasion in 2014, the Crimea invasion. The Russians are known for being people who potentially invented the entire concept of false flag attacks during the Tsarist days. Essentially, they would commit an attack, and they would then blame it on somebody else. In the run-up to the Ukraine invasion, there were bombings at Sberbank branches that were located in Ukraine. Ukraine alleges that those bombings were conducted by Russian intelligence on their own bank branches to create a situation of panic and provocation, or provotnitskaya, as the Russians describe it, in order to have a pretext to go into what was in what was then Ukraine. So this is the type of organization that the Podestas were happy to work with, that the Clintons were happy to take $145 million from in a greater, larger sense, and Bill Clinton, of course, himself took $500,000 from. Now, none of what I'm reporting is breaking news, because this has all been out for months. However, the mainstream media isn't going to give you this story. That's why you've got to come to independent media. That's why you've got to come to alternate sources, alternate media, other than the mainstream, to get this truth out. And that is why I wanted to point you guys to the InfoWars store. InfoWarsStore.com is where you can find it. There are so many specials that are up right there. And now InfoWars, it's completely user-funded. So if you guys want to hear this story, if you want to hear this analysis, which you're not going to get anywhere else, the way to support it, to support that InfoWar, is to go to InfoWars store. And the great thing about it is there are so many deals right now on the store. Currently, Anthroplex, 50% off. Now, that is the Vitality supplement, unique formula, all natural ingredients. It's an alternative supplement to Supermale Vitality, if folks know what that is. Hundreds of InfoWarriors, so many patriots, they've gone on, they've gotten an Anthroplex, the five-star review. It is a male vitality booster. It's a twice-daily pill. It helps to boost that male vitality. It is extremely popular, and for right now, it's up for 50% off. Also 50% off, it's the Caveman chocolate flavor. The other flavors are in there. That is a huge mix of the bone broth, the turmeric root, the chaga mushroom, bee pollen, all of these supplements. That is where you can go. It's the InfoWar store, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com. Support the InfoWar. Allow us to keep bringing this truth to you. Allow us to keep responding to these attacks by the mainstream media on the Trump movement, on the president, and on freedom and liberty in our country and around the world. Stick back, Jack Stopic. I'm going to break down some more of this as we continue the fourth hour.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome welcome back Jack Fasoka, live from Washington, D.C., breaking it all down for you, breaking down these stories, doing the work that the mainstream media apparently just isn't going to do anymore. But don't worry and never fear, because strap yourselves in, put on your seatbelts, because we are going to do that work. We're going to break it all down. We're going to explain to you the truth behind the headlines, and we are going to explain the truth of the actual Russia collusion, not between Donald Trump. The Kremlin did not hack the election to change the vote totals in the machines and trick people into going out into Trump rallies. No, that was a groundswell of support of Trump voters and Trump enthusiasts who wanted to take back their country, to reject the globalist policies of Barack Obama and George W. Bush, to get off of that road to serfdom to an international system and actually regain the sovereignty of the United States, be able to make decisions for ourselves, be able to help the working men and women of this country to retain our liberties, to retain our civil rights, and to maintain our American way of life. That is why Donald Trump won the election. It's simple. It's been stated a million times, but the mainstream media refuses to believe it. Hillary Clinton refuses to believe it, as evidenced again and again and again in her endless stream of interviews and walks in the woods that she seems to keep having with herself, where she always seems to be found by someone where they can take a picture of her. So funny how that works. She's able to find out all these people in the woods. But what it really comes down to is, for some reason, the mainstream media cares more about someone in Russia playing Pokemon Go with a couple of internet accounts rather than millions of dollars and uranium, a key component in any nuclear program, being funneled through the Clintons, money going to the Clinton Foundation, and these uranium deals going from the United States to Russia. Keep in mind that the United States used to make huge decisions and actually spend so many man hours of our intelligence community tracking what was going on with any nuclear related substance, any nuclear related material. But in this case, the uranium, it seems to have gone completely unnoticed by most of the mainstream media. So what we're going to have to do now is retread a little bit of ground, and we're going to go back to 2012. When John Podesta's brother, Tony Podesta, bagged $180,000 from Putin's uranium company. So three times this organization, known as the Podesta Group, was reached. They are a lobbying firm here in Washington, D.C. They were, and this actually has, to their credit, was reported at least once in the New York Times. It was then subsequently dropped, apparently, as a line of inquiry. They were retained three times by the Uranium One company, which was purchased by Russia, to work on their behalf in terms of this deal. So how was it? Who was it that suggested that the Podesta brothers be the ones who work with the Russian uranium company? Who was it that set up that deal? And more importantly, why was it? These are the basic, simple questions that any investigative journalist or any starting out intelligence officer, entry-level intelligence analyst is taught. Ask the who, what, where, when, and why, right? The five W's and then how of any situation. And key in terms of all of this is follow the rubles. When it comes to Russia, you've got to follow the rubles, right? So we're following the rubles as they trickle out, or in this case, spill out of Moscow directly into the pocket of the Clinton Foundation. And in this case, Tony Podesta, the brother of John Podesta, the chairman of Hillary Clinton's campaign. And we are not talking about something that happened decades ago. We're not talking about something that happened many, many years ago, 2012, 2014, and 2015, while the Clintons were getting ready for the election campaign in 2016. 2016, they were accepting money from the Russians, the exact same lobbying firm. Now, this was mentioned in Peter Schweiker's meticulously drawn-out book, Clinton Cash. This was mentioned by the New York Times at least once, that Vladimir Putin was attempting to control much of the United States uranium supply and much of the United States uranium supply chain. He was able to do so through a series of influences, a series of deals that were connected throughout while the Obama administration was in power, while Eric Holder and then Loretta Lynch had them under different levels of investigation. But apparently, as usual, when the Clintons are under investigation, no evidence of wrongdoing is found. No evidence that she had any part in any of this was really coming down. So here's an article we've got up from Forbes. Is Russiagate really Hillarygate? And again, this was published back in June in 2017. Why will the mainstream media pay so much attention to a Facebook group that has been tied to Russia, or one singular Twitter account which was tied to Russia, right? They'll pay so much attention to that, but there's $145 million in terms of funding that they refuse to pay attention to, that they refuse to give much ink to. They would paper this over as saying, oh, well, Hillary Clinton didn't have much to do with it. Or she says she wasn't involved, so therefore she wasn't involved. And bear this in mind. Many people on the left, and I've talked to people here in Washington, D.C., I've talked to my sources, and I do have sources in the Democrat Party. In fact, I have people that I talk to on a regular basis in the Democrat Party and on the left, because you need to be able to do that to understand what these people are up to and what these people are doing. So when I have these conversations, I'll ask them, I say, guys, what do you think about this? Does this really make sense? Do you see there being any political risk, any political footballs here for the Democrat Party writ large based on what the Clintons were up to? And they'll say this, well, look, Jack, that was just the Clintons. And if the Clintons were involved in it, at least they're not running anymore for office. At least they're not out there. We're done with them. We don't want anything to do with them. Well, that's just not true. Because Barack Obama was president, Loretta Lynch was attorney general, Eric Holder prior to her. These are people that were at the absolute heart of the Democrat Party. These are people who are still rolled out. Barack Obama, Joe Biden are brought out for endorsements. They're brought out for speeches. They're brought out for all sorts of speaking out on Trump every time they want to. They are the de facto heads of the Democrat Party, chairman emeritus, if you will, as a former president. So this is completely tied to the Democrat Party writ large until they start to bring this out, until they call for hearings. And if they're going to be intellectually honest, if they're going to be politically astute, then all of the same accusations that they've made against Donald Trump and they've made against Trump supporters, Adam Schiff has been at the head of so much of this, the House Intelligence Committee. Why is he not calling for hearings on Uranium One? Why is he not bringing the Podesta brothers to testify before the committee to give the public a direct record? Why are they letting Fusion GPS get away with not providing any information whatsoever on their involvement with the Democrats, their involvement with the DNC, the hacking which they covered up, which there may have not been any hacking whatsoever? This is where the Democrats fall into a political footfall, because they've set up a Russia trap for themselves, one that I would suspect Russian intelligence possibly laid for them. That is the state of play today in Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll have the last segment in the final hour coming up. Jack Posobiec breaking it all down here live in Washington, D.C. There's so much that's going on this week. There's so much, even as we go into the weekend. You can't even take a day off because you don't know what the headlines are going to say. Stick around. We will be right back. And I want to share some very interesting news from Poland, of all places.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups us right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The charge from the front of the info war for the next segment. It's Jack Posobiec live from Washington, D.C. Make sure to stay tuned. Just after this, we'll have War Room hosted by the great Owen Schroer, who I believe has Roger Stone on to break down some massive news that's coming out. They have a big exclusive from the president regarding the JFK documents. I hope they get into that. I know I'm going to be watching. Make sure that you guys are watching as well on War Room. Before we get into what I want to break down for this last segment, I want to direct you guys to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you go there, guys, there's so much stuff. If it's your first time, it may seem intimidating, but don't worry because there's so much that's on sale. You can get it one time. You can try it. If you don't like it, you don't have to buy any more. But if you do like it, you can go on. There's actually options on all of the InfoWars products for a almost like a subscription, a monthly recurring shipment will come to you. So many sales right now. The BioTrue Selenium is currently on sale. This is the X2. Now, what you're getting with the BioTrue, it's absolutely essential. Iodine and absolutely essential. Excuse me, the nascent iodine and BioTrue Selenium. It's the combo that's on sale right now. Massive price cut. It's down to $38.94. That is such a steal. Now, guys, iodine, this has been proven, right? They actually went and tested all of the products on the InfoWars store. The left-wing media went for this, and they came back and said, well, actually, yes, everything they say is completely accurate. They do not make any false statements about this stuff. Even the CDC states that iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. And so if you're going to go there, you're going to find that there are products that, you know what, they're priced competitively for the market, typically less that you're going to get from the market, and you're going to get a great deal, and you're going to get stuff that you need for your health. The other thing I wanted to mention, the Secret 12 that is currently on sale right now, it's coming down 40% off of retail. That's your vitamin B12. This has been taken out of so much food. This is usually included with protein that's found in meat. The protein that's found in natural foods, it's taken out so many times by GMOs. Now you can come in, you can have this dietary supplement. It's so healthy. Just for this week, it's 40% off. It's down to $23.97, and that is quite the steal for this. It's completely streamlined. You're not getting any of these extras. You're not getting all of this other stuff that most companies dump in there along with it. It is the extract of vitamin B12. It's the essentials. It's what you need, and it really, really helps for your diet. So I encourage you very much to go to the InfoWars store, folks. Support the InfoWars, support what we're doing here, and allow this show to keep going. Now, I want to turn to Europe because there's actually a huge report out of Hungary this week, and we know that Hungary and Poland have really been the focus of what George Soros and many of the globalists and the EU have been pushing against, and this is a huge statement. Hungary fears Soros' influence in their election after Soros injected $18 billion, $18 billion into his open source, open border, I think it's called the Open Society Foundation. This organization, there is a member of parliament. Now, this is not just an activist. This is not someone who is, you know, saying this on a blog somewhere. This is actually a member of parliament in Hungary. It's Van Halek, fears that Soros is going to be using his foundation to tear down the ruling party in Hungary, Viktor Orban, to tear down his party, to tear down the border fence that they did set up around Hungary, and to implement the Soros plan, which they've actually dubbed, and this is a quote from them, the satanic Soros plan to flood Hungary and Europe with 1 million third world migrants annually. This is coming out of the Hungarian Times. This is what members of parliament in Hungary are saying. This is what Soros's plan is, the satanic Soros plan for Europe. Now, we know that Soros has been involved in elections and other operations, funding Antifa, funding the resistance here in the United States. They are going absolutely political in Europe. They are going for this. And Soros specifically has stated on numerous occasions that national borders are the obstacle. That's kind of an oxymoron because obviously a border should be an obstacle. That's actually the definition of the word, Mr. Soros. I don't know if you've ever seen a dictionary in your 87 years. But with open borders, he is able then to move these migrants out of Africa, out of Syria, out of different parts of the Middle East, and bring them into Europe. This is the open and admitted plan of George Soros. Now, Poland is one country that's taken a stand against this along with Hungary. Hungary has built their border wall. Poland just set up, they had a day of prayer, which the BBC called controversial, where they actually set up a human border chain around the entire country, praying for their country, praying for peace, as they stood with their borders, a massive show of support in their country. And Poland is actually going and sending volunteers. Now, this is not official Polish troops, but Poland is even has volunteer troops that are going down into Raqqa that are fighting alongside the Syrian Defense Forces, fighting alongside the Kurds. They are fighting to liberate Raqqa. There's so much that these Polish groups are doing down there. So Poland is standing strong at home. And abroad, there are volunteers of Poland going into Syria. Now, there are many American volunteers as well, actually, that have gone into Syria on their own dime. People who are veterans, people who are in special forces, that have decided to take up arms of their own outside of U.S. military, outside of official or even special forces deployments, to go to Syria because they believe it's the right thing to do, because they want to end the threat of what's going on in Syria, to actually end this crisis before it gets worse, before these million migrants a year are able to come. So you see, the Syrian conflict goes hand in hand with the migrant crisis. If there's no war in Syria, if ISIS isn't fighting to take over Syria, and we've seen the massive reductions in land that they have suffered since Donald Trump's election, since he loosened the rules of engagement at the DOD, since he's been able to allow the military to actually fight ISIS, we've seen this very much in Iraq. We're now seeing a ton of it going on in Syria, in the capital. So Raqqa was essentially the de facto capital of ISIS in Syria. It's basically their de facto capital writ large. I haven't had much intel from the ground just yet as to where they've relocated to, because the fall of Raqqa, or I should say the liberation of Raqqa in this case, only just took place this week. ISIS forces have now been able to move on, but they are rapidly shrinking. They are being pushed back on from both ends, the east and the west, from Syria and Iraq. They are being pushed basically into that really undeveloped, deserted area, at the deserted border area between Iraq and Syria. These major military operations, they've been declared over just 2 days ago. So many flags going up over the liberated city of Raqqa. And it was, make no mistake, the mainstream media is going to try to pin all this on Trump. They say that, oh, well, they had to use the military to get ISIS out of there. And these military forces, they had to conduct so much damage and destruction to the city to get ISIS out of there. Well, yeah, that's unfortunately how you have to liberate a city. That is why the mainstream media is against Trump, because Trump is actually able and willing to go in and defeat our enemies, to make good on his promise to bomb the hell out of ISIS, quote, end quote, and actually go take the fight to them instead of them taking the fight to us. And thank God there haven't been any wide-scale ISIS attacks in the United States since Trump's inauguration. Thank God, at least proven, right? Any wide-scale ISIS attacks in the United States since Trump's inauguration, and I pray to God that it stays the same. I pray that it stays the same forever here in the United States, that we fight our enemies. I'm getting married in 16 days here, and I'm going to be raising my family. I know Alex has his family, and so many of you out in our listening audience have families as well. We want safety for our families, for our wives, our children. We want safety for our people. We want safety for our future. That is what we want here in America. And that is why Donald Trump was elected president. And it was not part of some Kremlin scheme. It was not part of some anyone scheme, because Donald Trump's election was the exact opposite of what so many in the establishment wanted. Thanks so much for paying attention. Thanks so much for tuning in. Stick around for War Room. Jack Posobiec here, Washington, D.C. Find me on Twitter, twitter.com/Jack Posobiec. Can't wait to see all of you guys soon. Can't wait to be back on Monday. I'll catch you around. Wedding in 16 days. Yikes. Wow. Stick around. Owen Schroyer coming up.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.